Today, a war crimes tribunal in The Hague sentenced Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic to life in prison for genocide. Serbian forces under Mladic led the siege of Sarajevo and massacred about 8,000 Bosnian Muslims in Srebrenica in 1995. We're joined now by Nedim Ramić, whose family was one of hundreds of thousands uprooted by that violence. Nedim, you came to the United States as a refugee in the 90s, but your home was in the village of Janja, which you fled. What are your thoughts on today's conviction?
Well, the thoughts of mine as well as the Bosnian community, they're a bit mixed. Obviously, you know, thanks need to be given where they're due, and this verdict is a bit late, but later late than never. We are kind of disappointed that he was not found guilty on all of the counts, but we are also relieved that on most of these counts he has been found guilty. And so hopefully this is going to be a good starting point to recover in the Bosnian areas as well.
He was found guilty of 10 of 11 of those charges. He will likely spend the rest of his life in jail. He's also elderly and enfeebled. But let's go back to that time. You were 10, around 10
That's
years
correct.
Old, and your family was Muslim.
That is correct.
So were you victims of the violence?
Luckily, I guess fortunately, this, you know, village of Janja was ethnically cleansed during the war. However, there was not a whole lot of violence going on. Yeah, a few people were killed here and there, and we did see the consequences of the atrocities upriver from Drina, because we saw a lot of bodies floating down the river. But as I said, fortunately, Janja itself was spared the worst.
So you did not leave immediately, but there must have been a point when your family realized it was time to go.
That's correct. We stayed there until December of 92, and my dad was hiding because he was in reserves, Yugoslavian army. They were looking for him right away. And just one night, December 6th of 1992, he came home and he said, okay, we're leaving. And so that's when the, you know, flight started.
Do you remember how you felt that night?
As a 10-year-old, it was an adventure for me. Huh. I really didn't feel scared, you know, and then through the mud across the River Drina, you know, we were helped by Serbs who were, you know, war profiteers, and there were a lot of them at that time. And so it took us about a month to get to Germany.
Huh. And then you make it to the United States. What year did you arrive in the U.S., and how were you welcomed?
We came to the United States in June of 1999, and we were welcomed with open arms. You know, the entire Bosnian American population here loves the United States. This was a new start for us, and we're very thankful.
Hmm. What happened to your town? You mentioned it was ethnically cleansed during the war. Have you been back?
Yes.
How's it doing?
It's doing better now. Most of my town has actually gone back. And when I say most, it's the people that were not somewhere else in the West that were displaced within Bosnia. They all went back to the city of Janja. So Janja is back to, I don't want to say normal, but there's a lot of people that have gone back to their homes in our town.
Huh. Is the pain still there, though?
Almost definitely, because the fact of the matter is right now they're living in Republika Srpska. It's an entity that was created through genocide, through ethnic cleansing that was confirmed today. So our hope as the community is that today's verdict will be a step forward so that we can get rid of Republika Srpska and get some normalcy within the Bosnian political system, because right now it's just not working and we're still at the status quo.
So that's for your compatriots back home. But, you know, your home now is in St. Louis, where you live amongst, I assume, many refugees from former Yugoslavia. How has the community in the United States where you are been responding to this trial? And do you think that today's verdict will bring closure?
To a certain extent, yes. As I said initially, it's mixed feelings. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to my mother-in-law this morning, and she's a Srebrenica survivor as well as my wife. Mm. And, you know, she said it's about time. She lost her brother in Srebrenica, and it's a certain closure element to it. As I said, it's a bit late. A lot of the survivors did not live to see it. Unfortunately, we've also seen that, you know, The Serbian population, and particularly in Serbia as well as Republika Srpska, is just not accepting the facts of the situation. I mean, the fact is that the village where Mladic was captured, from what I hear, has been christened into Mladicville. Hmm. And that's just a sad element that they just do not want to cope with realities.
Right. There are still streets named after him, and there is a streak of nationalism in Serbia that still exists there today.
And we Bosnian Bosniak Muslims, we're baffled by that. I mean, I compare it to, let's say, after World War II, you know, Germany came out and said right away, hey, we're sorry. What can we do to make this up? In Serbia, they're saying, nope, this never happened. This is, you know, fake news, if you want to call it that. There's just no closure if they're still denying responsibility for this. Yeah, the prosecutor today said this is not a verdict against the Serbian people. This is just a verdict against one man, Ratko Mladic. But if the Serbian population is still holding him out as a hero, what does that say about the way forward? What does that say about, you know, Balkans? I don't know.
Yeah. Some people in Serbia may be saying it never happened, as you just referred to. In this country, they may not even know that it happened. Does it feel to you like this is forgotten history in America?
If you just mean the American people, then I can understand, because Bosnia is really not. It's just a little fleck of the world for Americans. But for us Bosnian Americans, that's our history. That's our roots. That's what we need to keep remembering and never forget. And as I said, in particular, we need to hold people responsible for it, because right now you've got individual perpetrators still walking around in Bratunac in Bosnia, and they're laughing, they're sneering at the victims that they're seeing out there. So, as I said, mixed feelings.
That's Nedim Ramić, a lawyer in St. Louis. His family fled the genocide in the former Yugoslavia. Nedim, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.